Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John again today sharing with you. The subject is faith that pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 again says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Yesterday we defined faith and how your faith controls your conscience, and there is one faith that pleases God. There's an ecumenical movement today which says all faith lead to the same God, but we who know the scripture know this is not true. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father except by me." And so today we're going to look at the first aspect of faith that pleases God. And this is a very important one. And it is faith in Jesus for our justification or the forgiveness of our sins. Justification means a person is declared just by acquittal from guilt. For example, say a person has been arrested for stealing and goes to trial for stealing, and there is not enough evidence to convict him, so the judge acquits him, and so the person leaves the courtroom justified. But it is not so with you and I. God does have enough evidence against you and I to convict us because of our transgression. Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden because of one sin. So it is very important that we have faith that pleases God regarding forgiveness of our sins or justification. Because Romans 3:21 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That is what God has to say about you and I, that you and I have sinned and come short of his glory. Therefore, we need justification or forgiveness of our sins if we're going to stand before God on judgment day and hear those blessed words, "Enter into the joy of the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And so today, we want to take a look at faith in Jesus for our justification. In Luke chapter 7, we have an account of Jesus going one day to have meat with the Pharisees. He's sitting in their house, in Simon's house, and having meat with him. And a woman from the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. And this stirred up the Pharisees. And they said, if Jesus would know what type of woman she is, if he would be of God, he would know that she's a sinner, and he would not allow her to do this. And so Jesus begins to teach them. And then he says an interesting thing in verse 47. He says, "Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven." And then you go to 49, the Pharisees are asking, "Who is this that forgiveth sins? Who is this man?" "It is our Lord Jesus Christ, who forgiveth sins. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses." Notice in the first part of that verse, it says, "Be it known unto you," that you is you and I, dear listener. This is something very important that God wants us to know. He says, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren." And this is what he wants us to know that through this man is Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, Jesus, all that believe are justified from all things. Notice it says all things, from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. And God gives us an example of a man in the Bible who believed and had faith that pleased God. In fact, the Bible says he was a friend of God. We find this account in Romans chapter 4, starting in verse number 17. We'll read from verse 17 down through 22. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. This is talking about Abraham, by the way. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now if you go back to Genesis chapter 15, Abraham was sitting in his tent one night, communing with God and thinking about the future and lamenting to God about not having any children to pass his inheritance on to. Now, Abraham was around 100 years old at the time, and his wife around 90 years old at the time, well past her childbearing years. As Abraham is sitting there in his tent talking with God about his problem, God tells Abraham to get up and go outside and to look up into the heavens and count the stars, which we all know is an impossible job. God told Abraham his children are going to be so many that it is going to be impossible to count them all. And in Genesis 15:6 says, and he believed God, and he believed what the Lord told him, and because he believed what God told him, God counted it to him for righteousness. Now, if you would have been living in that day, and say Abraham was your neighbor, and you would have met him on the road or path back to his tent that night, after God promised him children and asked him, hey, Abe, are you going to have any children? What do you think his answer would be to you? Remember, he was 100 years old and his wife was 90. We look at that today and we think, impossible. What do you think his answer would be if you'd ask him that question? I believe his answer would be yes. God promised me children and I believed him. Look at Romans 4, verse 19 again. And it says, Abraham was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. It says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Notice that word staggered. You know, when I think of the word staggered, I think of a drunk man staggering to and fro and all about, not being able to stand on his feet. But do you know that you can do that in your mind? You can be back and forth, staggering about, is it true or is it not? You can be one way or the other. James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Notice it says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. And verse 21 says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. And so, this illustration is written about Abraham, and now I want you to notice verse 23. I get excited when I get to this part. This illustration that I just shared with you, this is what verse 23 says. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us, for me, and for you, my friend, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. We are talking today about the aspect of faith that pleases God, the aspect of justification that pleases God. Jesus Christ forgives us our sins. He was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I found true peace in my heart, it was when I was born again of His Spirit, when my sins were justified, my guilt was acquitted. I was justified because I believed in what the Lord Jesus Christ did for me. His blood was shed on the cross for me. And therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. My friend, do you believe that Jesus is your justifier? The scripture says He's a justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. By faith, we are justified, declared not guilty. You know, when we have this type of faith, as Abraham had, who was a friend of God, not staggering around in her mind, back and forth, are my sins forgiven or are they not? Do I know or do I not? You know, Abraham was fully persuaded what God had promised him. And my friend, God's word is true. And we can trust it. We don't need to stagger to and fro. We are justified by faith, and our sins are forgiven when we are born again. And so, this is an aspect of faith that is pleasing unto God, that we are not staggering to and fro like in our minds like a drunk man, but we are fully persuaded in God's word and what the Lord Jesus has done for me. Do you have the faith that pleases God, trusting in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins? May the Lord bless you, and thank you for listening to Daily Inspirations.